November 10, John 14, 1 to 11, and 6, 5 to 14. A slow student. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? John 14, 9. At the head of one of the groups into which the disciples are divided stands the name of Philip. He was the first disciple to whom Jesus addressed the distinct command, Follow me. He had listened to the teaching of John the Baptist and had heard his announcement of Christ as the Lamb of God. Philip was a sincere seeker for truth, but he was slow of heart to believe. Though Christ had been proclaimed by the voice from heaven as the Son of God, to Philip he was Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, John 1:45. Again, when the 5,000 were fed, Philip's lack of faith was shown. It was to test him that Jesus questioned, When shall we buy bread that these may eat? Again, in those last hours before the crucifixion, the words of Philip were such as to discourage faith. So slow of heart, so weak in faith, was that disciple who for 3 years had been with Jesus. He wished Christ to reveal the Father in bodily form. But in Christ, God had already revealed himself. Is it possible, Christ said, that after walking with me, hearing my words, seeing the miracle of feeding the 5,000, of healing the sick of the dread disease leprosy, of bringing the dead to life, of raising Lazarus, who was a prey to death, whose body had indeed seen corruption, you do not know me? Is it possible that you do not discern the Father in the works that he does by me? God cannot be seen in external form by any human being. Christ alone can represent the Father to humanity. In happy contrast to Philip's unbelief was the childlike trust of Nathanael. He was a man of intensely earnest nature, one whose faith took hold upon unseen realities. Yet Philip was a student in the school of Christ, and the divine teacher bore patiently with his unbelief and dullness. When the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples, Philip became a teacher after the divine order. He knew whereof he spoke, and he taught with an assurance that carried conviction to the hearers.